So my first summer where I was working for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, 1991, it was a tremendous experience, and it was just an accidental thing because the BIA got us out to, we were basically surveying native allotments for cultural resources, and it got us all over the state. And for free, you know, as an opportunity, you know, this is my first summer in Alaska, you know, kind of thing. All of a sudden, I'm all over the place. Helicopters, float planes, you know, into lakes, small things here, east, west, southeast, north slope, central interior. I can't say I got out to the Aleutians, but there were opportunities that I missed. But I definitely recommend working the summer with the BIA if you want to see Alaska in a hurry. That was fun. But other projects after that, it was just one thing after another. 92, 93, 94. I finished my master's in 92, and I wrapped up my dissertation in 98. And every summer, you know, I was working for a different agency or a different, you know, group of folks.
So you were like on contract?
I've worked some contract archaeology. There's one firm here in town that kind of does that, Northern Land Use Research. They were founded in 1990, I believe. You can go interview them. They've actually employed dozens and dozens and dozens of students and archaeologists in the past 15 years or whatever they've been doing. I've worked for them. It's kind of almost a rite of passage in being Alaskan archaeology. You got to kind of go through Northern Land Use and get your licks, basically. But I've worked for the Park Service again. I worked actually as a summer seasonal for the BLM back in '97. Howard Smith just retired this past April 2006. And we've just replaced him. But he was instrumental. John Cook, before that, he was actually the one that actually got us out to Coldfoot in 94, set the whole thing up. I mean, indirectly, essentially gave me my PhD project, and we didn't know it at the time. But I've worked for the BLM, other federal agencies, and CRM, yeah.